This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces intensified shelling of Ukrainian cities in the country's center, north and south. That's according to a Ukrainian official, as a second attempt to evacuate civilians from besieged cities collapsed. Russian President Vladimir Putin shifted blame for the invasion and said Moscow's attacks could be halted only if Kyiv ceases hostilities. The Ukrainian presidential advisor said on television that the outskirts of Kyiv face intense shelling. Netflix and TikTok suspended most of their services in Russia on Sunday as the government cracks down on what people and media outlets can say about Russia's war in Ukraine. Pulling the plug on online entertainment and information is likely to further isolate the country and its people after a growing number of multinational businesses cut Russia from vital financial services, technology, and a variety of consumer products in response to Western economic sanctions and global outrage over the invasion of Ukraine. Other companies that said they were cutting ties to Russia Sunday included two of the big four accounting firms and American Express. Australia's prime minister described Russia and China's closer relationship as opportunistic rather than strategic. The prime minister, Scott Morrison, on Monday warned of a new arc of autocracy and its instinctively aligning to challenge the reset of the world order and their own image. The nuclear-armed neighboring giants have grown closer in recent years, raising the specter of an alliance of states that could challenge a U.S.-led democratic West in a new Cold War. Morrison also criticized Beijing's failure to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine and China's expansion of trade in Russia wheat while